listener production. You're listening to Darling Shine, a podcast by myself, Elodie Pullen.
And me, Chloe Fisher.
A place where we ground womanhood's unspoken experiences from grief to fertility and everything in between.
Join us while we transform our pain into power, encompassing all emotions, ugly and beautiful. Darling Shine is your chosen family and your survival kit for the unexpected shit life throws at you.
Wow. I'm still sick as a doggy dog dog.
I know, that kindy flu got us good.
Are you still sick, doggy dog?
Yeah. I'm still a little bit crook, but I'm okay.
We're back in LA.
Do we sound flat?
It sounds like we had a big weekend.
Yeah, it was a bit of a big one. I think it's the flight. I mean, obviously we were in Vegas and that was just, it's just a
The flight was like 5 minutes. Were you going to say, I think it was the jet lag?
No. I was just going to say, I think the continuous flights, that does take it out of you for sure.
Fucking, I don't know how Fisher does it.
Going to and from the airports and stuff is a bit exhausting, but I mean, I also just think I'm just absolutely ruined. I'm still trying to come back to life from after Coachella and then straight into Elodie and Minim week and Disneyland and then straight into Vegas. And I'm like, yeah. Oh my God, I need to sleep for a week. But I actually feel bad for you because you also haven't slept. You've been on the mini bender.
But then I go and you have one day. You and Fish have. So I like, well, anyway, it's a Tuesday. When you listen to this, it'll be like not the same fucking day. But I leave tonight and then you have one day alone, you and Fish in your house, and then your mum and sister come the next day. So I feel sorry for you. You guys don't get a break. I don't really feel sorry because I think Alison will really be helpful.
No, it's all right. They're coming, my sister and my mum are coming, and they're going to go to Aspen actually first and visit my auntie, and then they're with us for a few weeks. So we do have a bit of time, but I'm pretty sure Paul's probably playing somewhere on the weekend,
Where are you going? It's so crazy that this life, like they don't even know where they're going like 2 days before and shit. Like Fish will be like, where am I playing tomorrow? And his manager's like, oh, we're going to Houston tomorrow. And he's like, fuck. Like it's just so crazy.
You wouldn't believe it. I'm going back to Vegas on the weekend.
No, you're not. Yeah, are you joking?
I don't think I'm going though. No, I'm not going. I'm going to sit that one out. But that's crazy. And then he goes to Miami actually. Straight from Vegas to Miami, and then he plays a party because the F1's on in Miami for the first time.
So you're going to miss that, both of
them. Yeah, I'm going to miss that. I think I'm just going to stay back and chill because I just need a bit of rest. And I really am missing having a bit of routine and working out and just doing normal things. But Vegas last weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so cute to have Minnie Moo there.
Minnie loved it because our hotel room was like bloody Disneyland. We're going to tell you everything. It was so cute. Oh, but what about the plane ride over?
Yes, everyone thinks that Minnie, like everyone always writes to Elodie saying, oh, my goodness, how do you travel with Minnie? She always seems so good and well-behaved and she goes out for dinners. And we had our first Minnie meltdown plane experience.
It was not our first. Like I've had shockers on planes with her, obviously. Like, you know, like sometimes she's screaming. A lot of the time she's sleeping, thank God. But this particular plane ride, and thank God it's only an hour to Vegas. It was an hour.
Yeah. Not even.
She was just a pest. And it was my fault for letting her sleep in the airport before we got on the plane. Because she does like sleeping in motion, like cars, planes, white noise. It just puts her straight to sleep. And we let her sleep in the airport because we're probably just enjoying some mini free time too much, drinking our hot teas in there. And then on the plane, she just was a pest.
And we were in the front row as well, so it was like a show for everyone. I mean, yeah. I don't think they were that excited to be at that show. She was like laughing, crying, wouldn't sit on her lap, wanted to pour out water, didn't want to eat the food, didn't want the dummy, didn't want the toys, then wanted to look out the window, didn't want to look out. It was like the person in front of me was just, I could see her rolling her eyes, but
yeah, she was just like, shut up, this fucking baby. And that, like, she was kind of the person that's like, like, please don't sit me near a baby, please don't sit me near a baby, and then got sat next to, like, a fucking annoying baby.
And then we got in the car to go to the hotel room and she was just an angel.
Yeah, and then passed out straight away, of course.
Oh.
But no, it is so true, like what Chloe said. So many people like, she's just so happy all the time. I'm like, she's not. And I do try and be as real as I can on socials and like post her having meltdowns, but then also she's having a meltdown. So like to film her and post her, I feel like a bit of a shit mum when I do that. But it is our day to day. She's always having, like, she has shockers every day.
Yeah, right now she's actually upstairs having her little lunchtime nap with Paul, because Paul got home, I think, at 1 o'clock this morning from Houston. So after he left Vegas on Sunday, went, played this show. He was so exhausted, the poor little thing, and then got on a flight straight after the show so he could come back here and be with Minnie this morning. And yeah, Elle and Minnie fly out tonight. But when we checked into our hotel in Vegas, Paul has a residency in Vegas and he also has his residency in Ibiza. The team that look after us in Vegas are just, the hospitality is next level. Like, it's really actually insane. Hard to explain how much we get looked after there. And so Paul's part of the Tao group in Vegas. So we were actually there because it was the Tao Beach opening, which is at the Venetian Hotel that opened up last year. But today, or yes, or Sunday, whenever we went there, was the opening for the summer. So he'll play, oh God, I don't even know how many times, but pretty much every second week for the whole of the summer. Crazy. At one of their venues in Vegas as part of his Vegas residency, because they've got Hakkasan, which is at the MGM. They've got Marquee, which is at the Cosmo, which he sometimes plays there. And then he also, where's the other one?
Is it all Vegas?
Caesar's Palace is Omnia. So they're all in Vegas, but they're all just part of the same group. So it just depends. But he's majority of the time he's playing at Tower Beach, which is the day club at the Venetian. But when we checked in, the team that look after us, his name's Pedram. Shout out to Pedram.
He's
an absolute legend. But we checked in and
so nice.
What did he had? As soon as we got into the room, he had bought Minnie a Minnie Mouse balloon.
He must have been in that room before we got there for hours setting up. Like, he had brought his Apple TV from home, connected it to the TV so that Minnie could watch Minnie Mouse's Playhouse or some shit. It was so cute. And then he'd gotten all of these helium balloons, like this Mickey Mouse helium balloon,
massive,
life-size Mickey Mouse thing. When you walk in, there's Mickey greeting Minnie. And then, like, these other mini balloons.
Fisher-Price. Is it called Fisher-Price?
The
brand with like all the kids' toys. So it was basically half of Fisher Price.
Toys R Us sponsored the bloody hotel that week, and there was just toys everywhere.
And like little mini snacks and keyboards. She was very spoiled. So,
and then he'd ordered like spaghetti for her arrival, already put on a good movie for her that she would like. We just walked into the biggest trip. And then the photo frames of Fish and Minnie. Yeah. Oh, my God. He'd gone to the effort to go and print out, like, really cute photos of Fish and Minnie. We weren't in there, obviously. The mums don't get a start. And, put these photo frames next to our beds, and that was so cute. And then, actually, he'd got a nice cot, like a cot, and with like really cute little doonas, little baby pillows, and extra like fluffy toys and bunnies and shit for Minnie. Like, she just got so looked after, it wasn't even funny.
And I brought my friends from San Diego, Anna and Chase. Shout out to Anna and Chase for coming and looking after Minnie Moo while we went to the show. And then we planned on having a dinner, but we ended up watching the bare knuckle fight, which was hectic. Our friend Luke was in it, and I find it so hard to watch that shit, especially when the girls, there was actually a chick in one of the prelim fights. It was like a chick from Brisbane, hey?
Yeah. Did she win? I don't even remember.
She also got knocked.
Hectic. I don't know how people do that sport, gnarly.
Bare knuckles like that is...
Yeah.
That hurts.
Super scary.
Imagine getting punched straight in the face.
Yeah, Anna came to babysit and Minnie loved Anna, and that was a really cute, Chloe's friend came over. We went, of course, down to the Fisher show at Tower Beach Club, which was really fun. There's just like these chicks dressed up in like tribal outfits and shit, like dancing on stage with fish.
I think it's like a Balinese theme, but it was a bit not
but then also not conservative for Bali.
I know.
Like, I don't know.
It was
what kind of traditional...
There was no ceremony there.
No.
They were dressed up to go to a Balinese ceremony, but dancing on stage.
It was the opposite of a Balinese ceremony.
Pretty hectic.
And they were showing off their rigs a bit too much for a Balinese traditional dancer.
But
it was such a fun
show. It's always so fun. Those Vegas shows are just... And we were in the room quite a bit playing with Minnie with the toys, and you go down, you think, just when you don't think it can get any better, you walk out to these day clubs and you're like, wow, there is so much going on in Vegas. There's literally so much going on. You think you're excited just to be in the room and eat a bit of room service, and then you're like, nah, this is living, Barry. And then you walk out and you're like, oh my God.
Because Chloe's been to Vegas so many times, and the hotel obviously was amazing and decked out with all Minnie's things. And Minnie didn't want to leave. Minnie did not care to leave the hotel room because she was in like Disneyland, as I said. And Chloe's so used to Vegas. But I'm like, fuck, I want to get out there. I want to walk around. I want to go shopping. I want to see. Like, I have actually been before, but it was 10 years ago. We all went, fun fact.
It was actually 10 years ago to this weekend.
It was actually, because this weekend, well, it's my birthday on the 12th of May, and we went for my 21st 10 years ago. So, oh my gosh. Because we were there for the 12th of May for my 21st.
Yeah.
And that was literally 10 years ago because I'm about to turn 31.
Oh my God.
Fuck. Holy dooly.
We're in the pool and shit. Crook.
Oh, we were doing some gnarly shit when I was 20, when I turned 21 there.
I just met Paul as well. We went with a big group of us and we thought we were fucking killing it.
Yeah. Well, we were killing it.
I don't know how. We definitely didn't pay for a cabana, but we ended up in one of those pools where the cabanas were, and like got all those photos. My God, I need to find those photos.
Oh, those photos were so fun because there was like 20 of us girls there. Like there was a massive group of us, and then some of the guys came over and stuff, like flew over, and we just went nuts over in Vegas. And actually, because I had a fake ID up until I turned 21, which was like nearly when we were leaving Vegas. So I was going out in Vegas with this fakie, and it was so terrifying. Do you remember?
No, I didn't.
And then obviously that day I turned 21 and we were able to like... It wasn't scary anymore, but oh my God.
But I remember, like, I mean, for me to go there now, I look at people that go in the pool and I think, oh my God, how can people want to go in? It's obviously so hot, so you want to get in the pool, but I'm thinking there must be so much piss in that pool, like disgusting, and we were those people in the pool.
Fully. Oh, no, I 100% would have been happy to get it. I mean, like,
you would have
21-year-old me was like,
you would have gone to the pool this weekend.
Not this weekend. I was frothing to be behind the stage, but it was so hot. So if I was out there, I would have been like, I'm fucking swimming.
Elodie did wear a dress to the party, and then 5 seconds later had to run up to the pool, run up to the bedroom to change into her bikini.
Yeah, and I wore a dress and cowboy boots, and I had said to Chloe, like, you know, don't girls just wear little bikinis, and like obviously I'm not going to wear a little bikini and high heel, but like a sarong and then like fucking, you know, a bit of a dressy bikini situation so that I can feel comfortable. And Chloe's like, no.
Wear like a little dress. I mean, I've never worn a bikini. I would never wear a bikini to that.
Chloe just literally wears runners and like Chloe just looks good wearing fucking nothing.
I would be way too, feel way too, nah.
What? Shut up.
No, I just couldn't wear a bikini.
I literally can find photos of you wearing bikinis.
When I was 20 years old, I'm not going right now.
Well, I was reliving my 20-year-old bullshit. So I went down in these cowboy boots and a dress, like a nice silk Beckenbridge dress, and I got down there and I was like, I just feel like I'm wearing fucking boots at a pool party. People are wearing...
You chose to wear boots though.
No, I know. It looked good.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, I just feel like I don't just want to, you know, I'm at a pool party. I want to be wearing a little bikini and sarong and like I felt all like not comfy weirdly.
Mm.
And so went upstairs to the hotel room, missed my favourite song while I was up there. He played like his best song at the start, which killed me. It's a new song and it's about to come out. It's called... Take It Off. And
slow,
it's so good.
Steady.
Undress. Fuck, it's the best song ever.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to blow up. It blows my socks off. Anyway, so I missed that. So I was like, could have cried.
How's that nose?
Oh, my God, my nose is just dripping right now. Guys, we just did, when you didn't think you could get sicker, like we're so nasally in that last episode, I've just gotten sicker again. I don't even know how. Because although it was a massive weekend,
I
actually took it easy.
I'm still crook from Coachella. Like, my allergies are still blowing my mind. I don't know whether I need to...
Oh, fuck. I've got to go home and record my audio book and they're going to be like, what is this voice? Like, they're just going to be like, no, beat it. So, yeah, that was so fun, that show. I've, like, Chloe and I were having the best time. We did not want that to end.
Yeah, it went really quick.
The 2 hours just went so fast. And then all of a sudden we're like, well, fuck, it's 5 p.m. in Vegas. Like, it's so funny going straight from like a pool club. You're like, woo, and then straight into Miniland.
When she wants cuddles from every single person.
Yeah, she's on fire.
She's the best.
She was so funny. So then we just hung around. That's right. We watched the fight.
Waited for like 10 hours for the main event to come on of the fight. And then It was over within one round,
Chloe,
which was a bummer.
You told your friend, well, Lele, you told Lele to come over from, where's that kitchen coach or whatever that festival's
kitchen
called?
Kitchen coach.
Couch coach.
Stage coach.
Stage coach. Kitchen coach. Kitchen queen.
That is a good one.
Kitchen coach.
Kitchen coach.
The randomest, random name would be kitchen coach. Stage coach is all right. Okay, so stage coach is like a country festival, right?
Yeah, where Coachella is the weekend after Coachella. But our friend Lele came all the way back to see the poor show. And our friend had another opening for like a bar at the Aria Hotel, but yeah, he flew in from Stagecoach, and I told him that the fight started at 6 o'clock, which I was told it started at 6 o'clock. So we're all sitting around with popcorn waiting for this fight.
Oh,
didn't start
dear.
Till like 8:30. Anyway.
So Lele had rushed all the way there. But anyways, we watched the fight.
Oh my goodness. So then after we were going to go to the opening of this bar, and it was about 9 o'clock because I remember we were leaving and I was thinking, I really want to watch this show. But if we go to this opening thing to show face, which we were meant to, we would have missed the show. And we were in a car literally on our way there. And I'm like, nah, pull the car over. I'm in Vegas with you for one night. Let's go and see this show. I can always go to this other thing after. And so we went and watched this show called, is it Atomic?
Atomic, yeah.
Atomic. And it's like a Spiegel tent vibe. And it's like, it was pretty funny.
It's kind of like cowboy, like the south-southwest burlesque-y, like,
rude,
not burlesque, but like raunchy,
rude and
funny.
Raunchy, and it was, because I've seen the one that's,
it was a bit of a lull.
The one that's outside Caesar's Palace, and it's called Absinthe. And if you're going to Vegas, I would highly recommend Absinthe. It's just so hilarious. And everyone was saying, if you like this, you should see the new Atomic one, but it wasn't as good, so.
It was a bit of a funny lol to go see and like have a drink and watch though. Like it was good.
I'm glad that we did it though.
So we did that with Louis.
Yeah.
On his birthday. Happy birthday, Louis.
Yeah, Louis, happy birthday. So it's us three. And then, yeah, so Paul actually had to play another show that night from I think 2 till 4 or something.
Jesus.
2 till 4. Oh no, 1 till 3. I don't know, whatever.
I sat that one out. So after Atomic, we've then whipped back to the room again. Minnie had woken up. This was like 11 or 12 or something. Minnie had woken up the poor muffin, and Fish obviously in between both of his shows wanted to just sleep and relax. So he was sleeping. He was cuddling Minnie and sleeping with Minnie. And then by the time we got back to the show, he was like, ready, we've got to go to the show, like his show. And then the babysitters came and Minnie was mucking around, and actually she was feeling sick, that's right, and she like did a little vomit and was coughing a fair bit. So I was like, you know what, guys, I'm not coming to Fisher's show. I'm going to hang with Minnie and send the babysitters home. So I was like, got to be a good mummy and not go to the show. And I was obviously devo to miss Fisher's show, but really happy that I stayed because I'm freaking tired. I feel like I did go to the show.
Yeah.
And the blockout blinds in Vegas are a treat because they're like fucking block out, not even one dot of light's getting in. And Minnie doesn't know what time it is, so she slept until 10 a.m., which was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it felt like we were back in Ibiza. Do you remember her sleep routine was like 10 p.m. bed, 10 a.m. wake up? It was so good. That's what we were doing in Vegas.
Key take-ins, blackout blinds.
Yeah, love that. And then, did a bit of shopping and wandering around the Venetian and stuff. Took Minnie to Paris, Italy for a day, to Venice for a day at the Venetian, which was fun. She loved it there. Went out for brekkie with her there. Holy dooly, you buy like one meal in Vegas and like one coffee and it ends up being like $80 Australian.
I know.
It's like the most expensive place in the world. But the best place ever as well. So fun. Just so fun. Your eyes are just like, what, like, you're just like
You get there and you just don't want to leave. You really don't.
You
we
get
tried.
Stuck
we
there.
Were just trying to work out ways on how we could stay, but we ended up.
Yeah.
We really just had to get back. All of that shit that we just talked about went down in like 24 hours.
Literally. Yeah, we were going to extend another day. That's right. We were going to extend another day and the fish wanted to extend my trip here in like another day so I don't go back to Brisbane, to Australia for an extra day. But I just realistically have so much to do and I have to actually get home, which sucks.
I'm wondering why we're tired.
Yeah.
It's been a bit on. It's just been, how much can we jam pack into 1 week's worth
Literally.
Of time? It's
What's
crazy.
Wrong with us? Why do we never just get together and chill? We're always just go, 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 but we don't want it to, we don't try to do that. It just is.
I mean, I've had the best time ever with you guys all week, but there's definitely been moments where we've both said, far out, it'd be good if we could just sit and just be like, oh, we don't have anything to do right now. But
yeah,
it's
let's
been,
sit and watch a movie and fucking
I think we're just
accidentally
been,
fall asleep.
We've been wigging out that we're not going to see each other for a while, so we're just trying to have every single little bit of time that we possibly can together while we can. It's sad. I'm going to miss you.
I'm really sad. I am so not ready to go.
I know.
I also have plane. Like I'm feeling like I hate always saying I'm tired, but I feel like I don't really usually ever care about planes and shit. Like, you know, taking Minnie on the plane. People are like, do you get like massive anxiety taking a baby on the plane? And usually I'm like, we've just got to do it. And if I'm more relaxed, she'll be more relaxed kind of thing. But today I'm feeling a bit like, oh my God, I really hope we both just sleep this entire plane trip. Because we get on at 10 p.m. and then we land at 6 a.m. Australia time.
Are you flying to Brisbane or Sydney?
Yeah, Brizzy.
Okay.
And I'm just like,
who's picking you up?
Good question. I should see if Mum can come with me. I don't want to do it. It's pretty far. I should get an Uber or something.
Sure, someone will come pick you up.
It's pretty far from the Gold Coast. That's 3-hour round trip. That's half your day gone. I wouldn't ask friends to just do that shit. Oh, yeah, Chloe made us spend a fair bit of time at Starbucks when we were in Vegas. I just remembered that, actually.
We waited for an hour.
And she
queue.
Bought Minnie a little mug from Starbucks that
Minnie
said
loves
Vegas
it.
On it.
Where is it?
Did you leave it there?
Did you
left
leave
it there?
It there?
No,
you
I didn't.
Left it there.
I told you I was never bringing it home.
Why? It was a gift.
It's a fucking souvenir from Starbucks. That's like buying something from Macca's. That's like bringing home a fucking McDonald's souvenir.
Offended. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
Dolls.
It says Las Vegas on it.
Get me a Las Vegas fucking mug from not from Starbucks though.
It's like a thing that people collect, you know.
That's a thing that people like Chloe Chapman collect.
I'm fucking baffled. Did you really leave it?
I didn't leave it. You left it. It was yours. You gave it to Minnie. I said, I'm not bringing this mug home. Like I physically have no room, but I'm also
you
not bringing
it.
A Starbucks mug home.
You fully hid it, so I didn't hide it.
I promise you I didn't hide it. Minnie probably chucked it out because she realised it was shit.
No.
I'm such a bitch.
Wow.
But did you really want it? It
yeah.
was like
I was gonna like it would have been so cute for her to have at home and be like, I went to Vegas when I was 1.5 and this is what I got. It's so cute.
Oh, we're actually gonna print heaps of photos out for an album. It'll be better than a Starbucks mug. Photos of her in Vegas with Fish and us will be that ripping.
Yeah, she's gonna love just holding a photo.
Yeah, she'll love that better than drinking in hot tea out of a mug.
Can't with you, hey.
I can't with you, hey. No, but yeah, there's heaps of fun things that I wanted to bring home from Vegas that would have definitely come in the suitcase way before the mug got
I brought
a start.
Them all home in the suitcase.
No, we left shit there, like
no,
some
we
of
didn't.
The toys and
I brought
stuff.
Every single toy home. It's on my couch.
Oh,
upstairs.
Can't believe you left your own mug there, bro.
Someone hid it. Because I would have brought it. I definitely wouldn't have left the mug there.
Oh, Minnie's hiding shit presents.
Maybe it is somewhere. Are you sure?
I promise you it's not in my suitcase. It wouldn't get in there.
Wow.
Yeah. I also just, do you remember when you saw those epic Gucci shoes on that chick at the show, at Fisher's show?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, just ask her what size they are. Buy them off her because they're impossible to find.
Oh, I've wanted them for so, so long. They're these like Gucci wedges. And you can buy them at the shops at the moment with just like the flat wedge. But these ones are actually proper wedge shoes. And Elodie jokingly was like, ask her what size buy. I'm like, I would never sell anything off my feet. Like, and they just actually happen to be my size. Like, what are the chances? I said, where did you get them from? Because I've wanted them for so long. And she's like, I got them a few years ago. They're like a few seasons ago. And I was like, wow, that sucks.
And then that other girl wearing that sick dress.
This other girl had this really pretty dress on. But do people think? Like, you think I'm going to go and ask someone to buy something off their own back? There's no way out in the world would ever do that. Who the fuck would do that?
No, the people do it.
That blows my mind.
Yeah, but my dad has this really nice old yellow, like, nice material shirt, and someone bought it off him at the Colliery Services Club one night. He was wearing it out, and it's just a nice random, like, I think it was just the colour, and someone was like, oh, my God, man, he's like, you know, he's like 65 or something. This was a few years ago when he was alive. And someone's like, oh, that shirt's amazing. Like, you know, and Dad's like, what? It's just a shirt. Like, do you want it or something? I think they either end up swapping shirts and Dad wears home like this piece of shit shirt, this guy's shirt, or he actually bought it off him for like $50 or something like that.
I've never.
If you want something that bad, dolls, you can get it.
Wow. I still want those shoes though, but I don't got to find them.
You want a new pair. Well, actually, potentially we could just go over a few travel things that we do with Minnie, because I get asked all the time about, like, how do I travel with Minnie? What do I bring for her? Blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. I've gotten super more relaxed with it since doing, like, Europe with Minnie. But basically I think a good travel pram's number one. I now use the Bugaboo Butterfly just because it folds up really flat and it actually comes on the plane with me.
It's a good size. It's definitely good with how portable it is, but it's not my favourite because it doesn't lay down all the way, which sucks.
It's true. If she wants to nap on the go, like walk around the shops and wants to nap, it doesn't lay down that flat. But she does sleep in it even though it doesn't go that flat. Like she has really comfy sleeps in it.
Yeah.
I like it because it folds up as small as can be, so it can always come onto the plane. And lots of mums stress about, like, that, having a pram that goes onto the, like, what do you call that?
Cabin
luggage?
Overhead.
Overhead. Whatever. You know what I'm trying to say.
Kitchen coach.
kitchen coach luggage. So, but lots of mums just bring their normal prams. You can take them all the way. Most airlines will let you take them all the way to the plane, and then you take your baby off, you fold that pram up, and then the plane people take the prams like at the door of the plane and they put it under the plane. So I also don't think that's a bad idea too. So lots of mums really stress about that though, and they're always like, what's that pram? Can that go on the da-da-da-da? But yeah, at home I just have the Upper Baby Vista, which I really like too. It's like a bus and it's just really good for walking everywhere. And people also, the other thing is they also ask me about porta cots and they're like, do you travel with one?
Our friends brought one to Bali, actually. I've never heard that before. Heard of that.
Yeah.
It's like bringing a surfboard or something.
I guess it is. I always was just like, wow, I'm trying to minimise shit. Like, pram's like an essential thing for me. Every hotel I've ever been at, they have a cot for me. And, like, actually there probably has been times where they haven't. And I'm just like, cool, you're sleeping in my bed tonight with me, then that's just what's happening. And she loves that.
Yeah.
Some people are like, it's a rank cot. I'm like, honestly, we do not care. If it's clean, we're stoked.
Yeah.
But no, at like your house here, you have a cot for her, so that's really nice.
Which she won't be able to use next time she comes because it's the size of my hand.
Yeah, basically. It's a small cot.
It's so weird because I ordered it online and it seriously is the tiniest cot ever. But then when I went back online to see if I could return it to get a different one, they're all that size. So I'm just really confused why it's so small. It's like for a newborn. But that's fine. We'll be able to keep it for our baby one day
exactly.
When we travel and not bring a – we're not going to be traveling with a portable cot, but it will get used at some point, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Again.
And then Chloe and Fish also bought like a car seat for their car, so that was really lucky for Minnie too.
She got a bike seat.
Yeah, bike seat in both countries now actually, Australia and America.
She loves
and
it.
And a car
on the
seat
bike.
At your
oh
house and a cot at your house in both countries. Holy dooly, she's a lucky
I think
girl.
She's nearly grown out of the portable cot situation. I think an essential thing for portable cots is to actually get a little mattress to go in it. Not a big full-size mattress, but most of the portable cot mattresses, the one that we have
like
in Australia, it's literally like a piece of cardboard, and I don't feel like she sleeps as well when she sleeps on that because it's so flimsy. It's like sleeping on the floor. So here in LA, I bought like a little portable cot mattress, so it's just a bit thicker than the thing that it comes with, and I think that that made a big bit of a difference with her sleeping.
100%.
Cute little tot.
Cute little tot. It actually kills me that she's potentially going to be in a bed soon. What age are they going to beds?
you're asking the wrong girl.
She falls off beds all the time and stuff, so probably going to prolong that.
Yeah, she needs to be caged.
But no food. People, like, do you bring food for her on the plane? Do you bring food away? Like, I know heaps of mums pack, like, cook and pack food and stuff for, like, their trip. No, I just try and keep things super easy because it's literally always just me and Minnie on the planes. And like, I'm not going to be.
She's pretty good. She eats most food. Sometimes she goes through phases where she just doesn't want to eat. But then when she wants to eat, she lets you know.
Sometimes she goes on strike, 40-hour famine.
She's pretty good, though, with most stuff. We've been, this trip, been bringing her out for dinners. And unfortunately, you know, you just have to make it work because we, like I said, we don't really have many babysitters on hand here in LA, so we've just been bringing her and she's been pretty good. Like,
but even if we do have babysitters, Fish doesn't really allow us to call them up. Like, yeah. I don't know if I think we forgot to tell you guys, when we were in Bali, we'd have, like, you know, because I'm like, I'm using these babysitters. They love Minnie. Minnie loves them. This is what's happening. I want a holiday. And the nanny gets there and Fish is like, hello, no. Oh, no, we're okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye. And he's like, yeah, just send her home. And I'm like, where the hell's the nanny? He's like, no, seriously, we don't need a nanny. I'm with Minnie today. And I'm like, fucking hell. But then obviously he loves to be with Minnie. But then, like, he forgets that he actually does have shit to do. So he's like, I've just got to do a few things on my computer. I'm like, well, I'm fucking going out to have a massage, bro. So you send the nanny home.
I know, he's a crazy boy.
We're always like, let's go out for dinner tonight. We'll get a nanny. And he's like, Minnie's coming to dinner. And I'm like, okay, well, sometimes not ideal to have a toddler at dinner, but you can deal with that.
She's for sure getting to the age now where she's not quite loving going out for dinner, but she has been good, but she's definitely, you know, she doesn't really want to lay down and go to sleep if you want her to go to sleep, or she doesn't really want to sit up and eat when she's meant. She's just a bit, like, got a bit of ants in her pants.
Yeah.
Which is obviously understandable. She's a 1.5-year-old.
Yes. And sometimes I'm like, is it bad that we're bringing her out for dinner? But when we're overseas, like, you know, is it selfish kind of thing? That's what I mean. But when we're overseas, I don't go into crazy, like, routine vibe where I'm trying to get us in a strict routine, because me and Minnie both thrive on the leniency of just, like, going with the flow. And I'm lucky she does sleep wherever. She's always asleep in the car. She kind of does sleep if we're walking around the streets in a pram. Like, she gets a lot of sleep in, so I'm not worried about the routine. And then often when we're on holidays, it always happens to be that she's not sleeping until, like, 9 or 10 anyway, weirdly, because at home she's in bed at 6 p.m. So she's actually been pretty good at every dinner we've had lately.
Like, yeah, she's been an angel.
Yeah. And it's because she just loves Fish and he has so much patience and puts up with her. And then, you know, when we need to, we get the screen out and she watches Moana at dinner and like, keeps her happy.
I think he just loves it because he doesn't have to talk to anyone else. He's like, yeah, I've got the baby.
Yeah. And he just loves that excuse to just not have to socialise. He just socialises with a chick who's one that can't speak. But that's right. I got a comment being like, this chick's always watching TV. I'm like, trust me, we're never at home. We're never watching TV. This chick is, I feel sorry for her. She probably should watch more. Like, no, I was always one of those people before I had a baby that was like, I'm not going to let my kid, you know, watch TV and da-da-da. And now I'm like, if she's settling watching it and I'm at a dinner or I'm out and it's relaxing her and it's relaxing me and it's fucking the cutest show like Moana or she's watching her uncle on stage, that's sick. She can watch the screen every now and again. Like, what was I thinking? I was trying to make life hard for myself. No screens, gosh. All right, Chloe, so you need to catch everyone up on your surgery, sis.
Yeah, so when I got to LA, I feel like I talked about it, but I realised I only spoke about it on my stories. My doctor over here, my IVF doctor, wanted me to go and see a doctor in San Francisco. His name was Dr. Najat, and he specialises in endometriosis and women's surgery sort of thing, because she was under the impression that I had a thing called Asherman syndrome, which is like scar tissue in your uterus, and that's something that you can either be born with or it can be as a result of multiple D&Cs and miscarriages. So they go in and they scrape your uterus or they suction your uterus and it leaves scar tissue. And pretty much the way that my uterus has responded to all of the ones that I've had, response to the trauma is to just build scar tissue. So because I've had 4 miscarriages, 4 times my uterus has been tampered with, and it's just like, to protect itself, it's just been growing and growing and growing, all these scar tissues. So the doctor in San Francisco basically said that it was some of the worst he's seen. It ended up actually being a 4-hour surgery. So it was a laparoscopy, a hysteroscopy, and they basically went in and took like the whole lining of my uterus out, scraped it all out. He said there was only just a tiny bit of my uterus wall that was visible without the scar tissues. So he was saying that I'm falling pregnant, yes, and it's attaching to that one little bit of wall that it could attach to, and the baby's growing, but it gets to a certain point where the baby can't grow any further or grow any bigger because there's only limited blood supply because there's so much scar tissue surrounding it. So that's why, it's not 100% confirmed that that's why I've been having miscarriages, but it's a very high chance that that could be the reason why. So I'm stoked that I sort of have answers now. Yeah. It would make sense because everything else has come back completely normal. All my bloods are normal. Apart from having the MTHFR gene, everything else is normal. So to find this, I feel like we've really, kicking goals right now. So post-surgery, I flew straight in from Sydney to LA and flew straight to San Francisco the following day. Paul was actually away at the time, so I brought my friend Talara. She came and looked after me because I knew that I would be in quite a lot of pain after the surgery. They put a balloon inside my uterus after they scraped everything out, which I had to have in for a week. And they also put an IUD in, which is really confusing because obviously I'm trying to fall pregnant, not trying to use contraception, which that's what an IUD is. But apparently the reason why they put the IUD in is because whatever it releases, it was helping heal my uterus. So the balloon came out a week later. That was so uncomfortable. I stayed in San Francisco for, I think, 2 nights, and I eventually came back to LA. And then Paul had Miami Music Week around that time, so I ended up calling in my mum, and my mum came up. And
that's right. I forgot Al came over for like a week. Crazy.
Shout out to mum. That was so nice. She basically got on a flight the next day, which was so lovely. And it was really nice to have her here because she has not been to our place here in LA.
Yeah.
And so she definitely helped me so much. She pretty much cooked me breakfast, lunch and dinner, waited on me. I mean, I was pretty immobile. I couldn't really do much, especially while the balloon was in. I had tubes pretty much hanging out of me that kept on like falling out, and I had to keep on pushing them back up. It was just really awful and really uncomfortable. But like I said, once the balloon came out, I was much more comfortable. I think I bled for another 2 weeks, and then I got my period back exactly a month to the day of the surgery, which was, I think, really painful. The day before I got my period, it was like really bad period cramping, which was weird because I've never had period pain before. So I take my hat off to women who get period pain because that was just awful, and it breaks my heart to think that people actually go through that every single month.
And that's their normal as well.
So shit. And then
that's crazy.
The bleed was insane.
Heavy.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness. It was so heavy. It was just coming. I know it's like way too much information, but women who have probably gone through this as well would know what I mean. But I don't know whether my body's just saying, oh my God, thank you so much for clearing out this scar tissue. I can actually properly have a proper period and proper. So.
Wow. It's like crazy that it's been almost 3 years of no answers, no answers, no answers. And finally, there's like this glimmer where you're like, well, you've kind of got an answer now-ish as to why so many embryos were going in and you were falling pregnant, but there was just like literally no blood supply in there, right?
Yeah.
So it was never going to work.
It definitely makes me sad to think that I was potentially wasting good embryos.
Literally.
But I've got 2 embryos in the States here, and I think I've got 3 embryos in Australia. So I've got 5 left. I'm actually going in soon to have the IUD taken out, which is, I'm stoked. Can't wait for that. Yeah, I had to actually take estrogen tablets morning and night for 5 weeks after the surgery, and then I had to take progesterone tablets for 5 days once I finished those. So I finished all that now. And yeah, so I'm going to see my doctor in the next few weeks and make a plan on when we can do the transfer. So I'm really excited about that. bloody hope.
I feel so positive about this now.
I feel really, really, really positive about it, but I'm also like a bit nervous, you know, and just feel like I've had so much, so many losses that I just, it's hard to imagine
putting everything
working. Like I know I'll have a baby one day, but it's just really hard to actually
imagine it happening and working.
Yeah.
And then to like,
I just feel there's a lot riding on this right now. I just feel like I've done all of this and now I just really expect this to be
it.
So.
And before, when you said you've got 5 embryos left, you've got 2 here and you've got 3 back home, are you kind of feeling like, you know, are you, because it sounded a bit final, are you kind of feeling like, I'm going to go at it with these 5 embryos, see what's happened? What, like, it sounds like you don't want to do another round of collecting eggs and stuff again.
Yeah, I think I'm done with that. I think, I don't know. I don't think I have it in me to do an 8th round of IV, like an eighth round. I think I'm just really ready to give my body a break.
Fucking oath.
I'm just not going to keep going with that. I'm hoping that within these 5, one of them is going
to
work.
Yeah. It's got to.
And I think I'm here in the States now for a bit back and forth, so I'll probably just stick to it here while I can and just stick with the doctor that I've got here. And then, you know, if I then get through these 2 that I have here, then I'll obviously go back to the drawing board and go back to Oz and continue there. But I just, I'm excited to have this clean slate.
I think it's exciting, yeah. Clean slate and new doctors. Like I think especially with everything people do, but especially medical, it's like fresh eyes is important, mixing it up. Like, yeah, they all do different techniques and stuff. Oh, God, I just have everything crossed.
Yeah. What else has been happening?
Preen. Can we talk about your preen curl? Have you talked about that?
No, I don't think we have. So most of you would have obviously seen I did a collaboration with the brand Preen and we designed these little bags. We had like a little mini one, which is called the mini crossbody, and then a traveler tote. And it was the first collaboration I've ever done with a brand where it had my name on the swing tags and stuff. It was
so
pretty
sick.
Surreal. It was crazy. We've been working on it for over a year and, yeah, it launched in March and it sold out.
In a second.
I think in the first 24 hours we sold a bag every 5 seconds.
Isn't that crazy? Oh, my gosh. That's bonkers.
So I think there's a few more of the cobalt blue ones left, which I love. I mean, I wore them the whole time in Coachella because I think it goes really, it's a good like
party
bag.
Yeah.
I love the blue. The bags are amazing just in general, that size. The mini one is so good for travel. I mean, I went through the whole of Europe with it. It's so good for airports because it fits your passport, your phone, your wallet, your sunglasses. Like, it's so small, but it fits so much. But I personally loved the blue for Coachella because it obviously goes with black, goes with white, goes with color. It has that pop. It's a bit of a pop, adds to the outfit. But we're doing a restock of the black and the white ones soon, which will be delivered in the next month or so, I believe. So if you want one, you can head online. I think you can actually get them in store in David Jones. I know you can get them on the Iconic. But I'm pretty sure they all sold out as well, which is just crazy.
Wow.
My mind was blown when that was happening. It was really
exciting. Do you reckon they'll do like make more?
I think we're going to start working on potentially
another one.
Maybe like a 2.0 version.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, it was really exciting I've had a similar experience, not on this level, but when I had my swimwear label, when you'd launch new collections and you'd watch all the numbers and you'd watch like bags selling or like swimwear selling and which is most popular and which, it's so exciting when you have those launches, and I hadn't had it for a while. And so when that happened, it was just, you know, it was very rewarding feeling to see something that you've worked so hard on just
people just eating it up.
We were actually at Disneyland. When we were at Disneyland, this girl came up to us and she's like, oh, my God, Helen and Chloe, darling, Shine, look, I have a preen bag. And she had
the blue
preen bag. It was so cool. It just blows my mind. I know. It was
like just randomly at Disneyland and someone had a preen, like your preen bag.
And we bumped into her. Really, really cool. But I'll leave a link in the show notes anyway if you guys are interested in getting yourself one because they're bloody epic.
The big bag's a very good baby bag as well.
Yeah. I did design because I didn't want to oh, I'm clearly not going to do a baby bag, obviously, right now. Well, but I did this bag because I wanted something that I could travel with, that I could put on top of my wheelie bag when I'm at the airports. It's got drink bottle holders. It's got like a little clip where you can clip your keys on so you don't lose your keys throughout the bag.
Yeah.
There's like a slip for your laptop. There's heaps of other pockets. There's a pocket at the front that you just literally can fit your passport in perfectly as well if you're at the airport. But like you said, it can double as a baby bag because it's got the two drink holders you can put bottles in. So it's definitely an all-rounder bag. And the best thing about it is you can chuck them in the wash.
Yeah, fully. They're neoprene, like that wetsuit material. They're so handy.
I lent my friend Lauren, who came to Coachella with us, my beige one, and it was basically black by the time she gave it back, and I just whacked it in the wash with some
clean,
just normal washing detergent. Doesn't need nappy sand, doesn't need bleach, anything like that, and it's come out good as new.
So good.
It's so good. Anyway, love my little preen bag collab.
So proud of you. That's the best.
And then we've got the Nat V one coming out together.
Nat V collab coming out. What the hell? I was so excited. I can't wait to see those photos.
It does blow my mind that we actually look. We are getting shit done. We underestimate ourselves.
We're getting so much shit done, and I like stuff we can't say. But there's so much as well coming, and I'm like, whoa, it's the biggest year ever.
And we're restocking our merch tees. We've got a new tee coming. We've actually got some really exciting merch things coming out.
Yeah, we do. That black tee, by the way, you guys love that. That just fucking sold out in seconds. So we're getting more of them coming,
and a new colorway of the purple one,
yeah,
with the darling shine ones around the neck.
Yes, and that's that would have been a sick one to shoot without Nat V.
Oh, orange. Similar color.
Yeah,
but yeah, so we've got a lot of things in the pipeline for you guys. Very, very exciting.
Yeah. Oh, you were going to talk. I think you wanted to do an update on your skin.
Oh yes.
Can't do an update on my skin because it's fucking atrocious.
Yeah. So when I was in Bali, I was having this crazy breakout around my chin and my nose and all this area, and I just assume that it was from the miscarriage because I was going through a miscarriage at that time, and IVF and the hormones, and I just thought it was hormonal because it was around my mouth area. And then when I got, and I was trying everything when I was in Bali, but I knew I needed this one cream. I've had it before. It's by Avene, and it's called, I know how to spell it. I can't pronounce it though.
Cicalfate Plus Cream.
That's not how you pronounce it.
And it's so good. I've been using it in my dermatitis, and like it goes away to a certain level.
But anyway, sorry. I when I was in Bali, I was just putting heaps of products on them, trying to keep my face as clean as possible, but also just putting product on there to try and help it. But then when I got home, I only had a few days before I left for LA, and I went and saw the girls at Skin Forum on the Gold Coast where I get all my facials from, and they straight away, she said, oh, that's perioral dermatitis. You need to use no products at all. You need a skin restorative repair cream. And that's when I was like, oh my God, I need to go get that cream. She gave me like a really nice hydrating facial, and then I bought this oil sort of cleanser, which is so weird because I would never imagine using an oil cleanser on my face. I always feel like my face is already so oily, but I've just used the whole bottle of it in just the last month. And I just have been using that. And then this, that cream from Avene. I posted it on my Instagram the other day. So if you want to look at it, go to my Instagram and there's a post about it. But I've always used products from Esme and Mamo, and I still love all those products, but I've just cut back on everything since I had this dermatitis. But now my skin is just loving what
it's
I've
really
been doing.
Good, hey?
I've still only been using this cream. It's like a thick zinky cream, and again, I would never imagine my skin would love it as much as it does, but and it feels so weird when you put it on because it is really
do you put it
thick.
All over
yeah all over
oh,
my face.
I've only been putting it here.
Yeah, I mean, you can spot treat it, but when it was really bad, I was putting it on as a couple of times a day, but now I just put it on it morning and night. And I also bought one of those Omnilux LED lights for your face.
I'm getting
and I have been using that pretty much as every night when I get into bed. It's like 10 minutes, you just put it on. And I do think that that's helped a lot as well. I didn't use it that much when I was at Coachella. And I noticed that my face did break out a little bit when I wasn't using it. So I'll probably continue to use that because, yeah, I don't know, my skin definitely goes in waves, but it's going through, we're on a good one at the moment.
Your skin's looking amazing. So good. I reckon it's that light for sure.
You reckon?
Yeah, I'm going to get onto it.
Yeah, so That's good. And maybe it probably is a, it makes a big difference that I'm not on all the hormone injections, because I've essentially been on IVF hormones for 3 years.
Yeah.
And yeah, so haven't been doing that, but I'm really excited that I don't have to do those needles anymore. Thank God.
Oh, fuck. I'm so glad you don't have to either. That's heavy.
But you're going home today. Absolutely devastated. And you've got the gala next weekend. Yes. Are you prepared for this?
Not prepared at all for the chunky gala.
What are we
gala.
Wearing?
I've no idea what I'm wearing. I've actually got my friend who's a stylist who styled me last year working on it again this year. So I fly in on Wednesday morning. Oh, everyone's going to get this a week later. That sucks. But basically I fly in on a Wednesday morning. Laura's going to be at my house, our best friend Laura. And Stacey's styling us both, and our other friend Karina, actually. So we're going to, this is like 2 nights before the gala, just going to choose our outfits and they'll be right.
You got to write your speech again.
She'll be right. And then I'm just going to wing it with a speech. I'm not very good when I write speeches. I just got to go wing it, because like it's going to be just, the emotions will be flying on the night. Apparently there's like 650 people coming.
Wow.
Which is even like way bigger than last year. There was 400 last year. And it'll just be overwhelming. And I just feel like if I try and write a I'm not very good at reading, and I'll just be like, whereas if I stand up and I just take in the crowd and just be like, holy moly, this is just amazing. Mm. Thank you. And but I will find another snippet, something that I can find around the house or on Chumpy's laptop, of some words that he's written to add that Chumpy element to the speech. I'll do that again, because that was really cute last time. A bunch of friends are flying up from Sydney for the gala. We've got this massive penthouse room at the Langham. It's going to be so fun. I honestly cannot wait. Chris and Sal Chump's parents are coming up, and Chump's auntie Jan. And then they'll stay for a few days after, hanging out with Minnie Moo. Like, when I fly home, it's a big fucking week. The gala, the in-laws, the audiobook. I still have to go and record the audiobook next week. It's just, like, going to be
crazy. Yeah, what's on after
that? Minnie's gone back to kindy, thank God. She bloody chipped her tooth at kindy before we came over, which was gnarly.
I know, that's sad.
She's got, like, one little rogue chomper, like, just chopped in half, like, on her front tooth, so I'm a bit cut about that. The dentist said they can't, well, she wouldn't sit still for a second, so they can't do anything about it. So she's going to have a little rotten toothy peg.
It's not rotten, it's just chipped.
It's just, like, chipped in half, but whatever.
Anyway, you can't really see it that much.
You can't, thank God. And mum's just like, oh, well, who cares? They're just her baby teeth. She'll get new teeth soon. And I'm like, soon? When she's fucking 6 or 7. Like, are you high? That's not soon.
No,
she's
that's not
even
not
two.
Soon.
Like, that's gnarly. That's so long Aww. Away. But anyway,
she's
whatever.
She's just learned to say cheese. She goes, cheese.
And
she's actually saying words now.
And she said, you say fish. And she says, ish. Like,
and,
no F.
And because we love trash truck, you say truck. She goes,
uck.
Uck.
Why can't they say like T's and F's and
oh,
and she says when you say Coco, like Chloe, Coco, Auntie Coco, she says go-go.
Go-go, Auntie Go-go.
And she says mum a lot now. It's not even that cute anymore. She would say mama before, and now it's mum.
Mummy, mummy. It's, oh my God, how annoying is my voice when I do that? Don't
no,
ever do that again,
way
Chloe.
Worse. But yeah, she doesn't do it that cute anymore. It's more like a, like I'm in trouble.
Well, anyway, Minnie Moo and Fish. Fish. Why the hell
I'm
are just calling
so,
Fish?
I'm
so used to hearing
I never
you say
hear
Fish.
You
no,
call him Fish.
Not. Minnie Moo and Paul are upstairs having their day nap. They've actually been asleep for a bit now, which is pretty nice.
This is his last nap with us, so let's give them all the
he
time.
He didn't get home till 2, so he's exhausted. But
this goodbye is going to be fucked. I feel like it's going to be sadder than the Bali one.
I can't be around. He was already saying to me earlier, he's like, we're going to have to bring him into the airport. And I was like, yeah, of course we'll bring him in. We're about to just go and have our little last lunch
at
Malibu.
That'd be nice, because I've got a fair bit of luggage and shit.
Yeah, no, we'll be coming in. Don't you worry about that. I don't even know how I'm going to say goodbye
at the gate.
I was
thinking this morning, those fuckers better be dropping me there. Otherwise, I'm just scared.
Well, obviously, but then you're at home, you're like, oh, yeah, I won't make anyone pick me up. But you're like, those fuckers, I will always pick you up from the airport or drop you off, even if we were at home, whether it was an hour. That's what you do for friends.
Yeah, no, I
fuck.
Do.
You would
I
do it for me.
I always pick people
exactly.
up, but I feel
what are
bad
you going on about?
Me, asking people to pick me up if it's an hour and a half away. Do you know what I mean? Ask my mum, but like
everyone will be right. Like you do shit for people all the time. So just
I love driving.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Anyway.
I can't wait to see Rumbledore.
Oh yeah. I forgot about Rummy.
My friend Hannah's been looking after her. Bless.
That's going to be a reunion if I've ever seen one. Can't wait
to see. It's only been a week, but it feels like it's been a month.
It does feel like it's been a really long time. But
I'm not ready to leave.
So everybody, this is going to be the last time Elodie and I are together for months, which is so sad.
That's why even though we're really cooked right now and tired, we just thought we better do our last episode together for ages. I'm so sad.
Yeah, minute of silence.
I'm going to cry.
Don't cry.
I'm so sad about tonight's goodbye. Like, I feel like Fish and Minnie, Minnie's going to be, she could be really upset on the plane and I could be dealing with full, like, terror.
Don't say, why would you say that? All right, that's all for now. We need to go and spend some time together.
Let's check out. We need family time, noonie time.
Okay.
Good night, guys. Everyone.